Hey, Pulse family, blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. I'm right here at Trinity Broadcasting Network, like crazy cool. Big dream come true. And today, guys, we're actually doing a special partnership with Eric Steckelback, and we're going to be filming for the rest of the day. So please be in prayer for me. It also means that I can't be with you today. But, dude, I had left y'all in very, very good hands. Even Leanna is here with me today.
Yes,
right on. Guys, I wish that y'all could see this studio. It is redonkulous. I know. No, I already got the ceiling in it. I started off with this one. Cool. Yeah, the ceiling is cool. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. John Arroyo, Zach Rippey, Benjamin Allen Brewer. Rebecca, I call you guys blessed. I love y'all, and I will be joining you guys again tomorrow. So please be in prayer for me. Bye bye, everybody. Boom.
Well, thank you, PT. Glad to see you guys having a good time out there. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Pulse, episode 93. As always, I am Ben Brewer. I'm one of your many hosts that we have here, and I am joined today by the beautiful Zach Rippey.
Oh,
you were ready for that?
I was gonna claim it on. Hey, but the I appreciate you speaking truth so early in the morning today.
Yeah, I'm trying. How are you today?
I'm good, man. I got my makeup face on. I'm
there. You go. Okay. Well, welcome back. You just got back from
I was in Florida. Yeah, yep. It was good, man. A little vacation. My oldest son got to meet my newest daughter, which was really special to see, seeing him love on her and hold her and all that, and just spending time with the kiddos and. Just being intentional out there, you know, playing in the sand, running around, playing the arcade. So, yeah, it's good to be back. I miss y'all.
Oh, we welcome back. I missed you, too. We also have the handsome Captain John Arroyo with us. Ooh. How are you today, brother?
Pastor.
Boom. I'm good, man.
Captain Pastor. Is it Captain Pastor or be Pastor or Captain?
I don't even know, man. Just call me John.
Either way, he has stripes.
Boom.
But I'm... Zach, I'm beautiful too, though. You know what I mean?
Just
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for recognizing that on me.
You know what? It's in the spirit. It was confirmed in the spirit for sure.
Then we also have the amazing Miss Rebecca here, but her camera went out, so we'll have to look at this camera to say hello.
I was looking for gorgeous because you said handsome, beautiful.
Well, I was
handsome.
Going to.
I know, it's okay. Everybody here is beautiful.
I was distracted by the camera. So this
by the glow
moves,
on Zach's face?
No, it is pretty...
It is glowing today. They did some extra.
So as PT said.
Actually, it's called a suntan.
Oh, yeah. How was the weather in Florida?
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Not too shabby. Yeah, got a little color, you know? Feeling good.
I like it. Feeling good.
So as Pastor Troy said, he is out there today doing the Eric Steckelback show, and he has left us to run the ship and...
Look at that.
Yeah, look at that handsome. Speaking of handsome, stunning, beautiful, gorgeous. Look at that guy.
Yeah.
And if you look at the background.
I thought you were talking about
Suwannee. Background, the beautiful Suwannee's back there, too, doing
look
an interview.
At her.
Yeah,
wow.
Look at that. Praise the Lord.
Go. And then we have Miss Leanna is also there. My mother is actually there, too. And they are doing some really cool interviews today. So
I'm so excited.
Be in prayer for them about that.
I just love everything that we're doing, everything with Eric Steckelback, everything God's doing TBM with Pastor John Arroyo, everything we're doing. And we just came back from Acuna, Mexico, right, Ben?
Yes, I was looking at Pablo's comment. Sorry, apparently I threw him off. That was pretty great. But yeah, they just got back from Acuna with Eric Steckelback himself. And so they're going to go and record a whole bunch of videos and TV shows and commercials, all that fun stuff, and talk about everything they saw down there. Which will be awesome.
Yeah, and all the doors being open about this being the year of open door. Right, Pastor John Arroyo?
Yeah, definitely. The year of open door until 2025, you know. Mm-hmm. But definitely some strategic partnerships that we have right now, especially with TBN and Eric Steckelback and the way they're promoting and announcing how we're rescuing and raising kids. And so it's definitely a great partnership. And it actually takes Pastor Troy and Pastor Leanna's reach even further than what it was. So it's a great partnership.
Yeah.
I feel like with this new election too, the way it went, it seems like people, I don't know if you felt this way over the last 4 years. I felt a little bit more reserved with finances, you know, when it comes to just like my giving, because it was almost like you're uncertain as how like the world and the country and the economy is going to go. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with this new administration that's taken hold that we're going to be talking about a little bit further in the show today, I feel like more so like I have more hope. You know, and I think hope is such a good way to be generous and to partner with ministries and to be able to just show that, you know, all right, God, I'm trusting you in the long run with this as well. You know, and don't get me wrong, I trusted God during the 4 years, but also, like, you know, times are tough out here. You know what I mean? Even eggs are $8 a piece. You're like, I don't know how much I can give. I just feel good about it. Like it feels like a whole blanket is just off me, especially when I was down in Florida. I could really tell that the spirit out there of people just being really like uplifted and just elevated and people just moving. moving with a little bit more confident in their walk when it comes to finances and just at where they're at in restaurants and stuff like that. It was a good spirit down there.
And that's what we saw in North Carolina of all the churches taking a stand and joining while the government wasn't doing anything with everything that happened down there, and how the church stood up and took a stand, and we're uniting, but the church is taking a stand. And that is a big difference. And you were talking about what those people that are standing with Trump, can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing a lot of people from the cabinet that he's putting in place, like the administration, you know, because when it's something, I read something that was really interesting that talked about when you're voting for a president candidate, you're not just voting for one person in office, you're voting for the person that they're going to put 5,000 people in in places and positions to enact that policy. And it's something that we saw a lot over the last week and a half of some new positions that were already kind of appointed to people. We have big names such as Robert F. Kennedy taking over the health administration role, which is crazy because there used to be somebody in that role that was not very healthy or knew their own gender.
By the way, go ahead. Did you see the picture of Trump making him eat McDonald's on the plane?
Yeah, we got it.
I laughed so hard at that. look how disgusted he is. He's like, why am I having to eat this?
He really is. Like, who decided this? He's like, do I have to sit at this table? He's like, this is against everything I stand for. But it is cool. You know what I did? I'm a weirdo. I zoomed in to see what each one got. I was like, what they eating though? So I zoomed in and I was like, they got double quarter pounder chicken nuggets. I was like, dang, that boy going hard with it.
That's what we crave nuggets today. He's like, what do you want for lunch? I'm like, McDonald's. And you're like, what? And I'm like, let's just do it.
Yeah, why not?
We chose Cane's and we did kids' meals.
Yeah.
We weren't balling on a private jet. We did kids' meals. Exactly. But it's cool because, like, back to the other photo though, you can see that all the positions that he's been putting in are all people that believe in the agenda of making America great, you know, and really just putting America first. You even have Matt Gaetz, attorney general, who might not have been the best attorney general, you know, all throughout history, but during the time that we're living in, we need somebody with some guts to do some things. And we have Kristi Noem, Homeland Security, who refused to shut down her state during COVID. If you remember, we got Tulsi Gabbard, who's a bad chick right there. She's going to do some amazing things. Then we also have Vivek, who's going to be representing. And then we also have Elon Musk, who's going to really just trim down the cost and the efficiency of the government. So I think it's really cool that Trump is building this team around him to really enact the policy that he's going to put in place. That's really going to get us back on track. And it's just cool because I really felt like in my spirit that that's what's also happening here at Open Door Church with Pastor Troy. I feel like there's just a whole new team coming in to really just help him do what he does well. And that way he can run and he can reach more people for the glory of God.
I think we've been seeing like a 360 all around me being here 9+ years, just the people that God has sent. I do believe that God is sending, because half of us, we're not from Burleson. We're not even close to Burleson. I was born 7 hours south, and then God called my parents up north. So I was all the way in Indiana. We didn't know why the Lord called us here, but we know that he brought us here for such a time as this. We have Pastor Schwartz all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah. We have Pastor John Arroyo. Where were you prior to this, Pastor John?
I retired out of the military. I was in the military for 20 years. I'm originally from California.
California, you see? Mm. We got... We got Shay from Florida.
We got two from Florida.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, that's a little symbolic.
We got you.
Yeah, you got me. I'm from Florida too.
You're from Florida. Okay, something's happening.
Yep. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So God is doing something. He's up to something.
Yeah, and just the fact that, like, you know, with Trump being in office, me, you, and Shay were kind of talking about this pre-show about the fact that it's going to open up more doors for this ministry because of the work that we've already been doing over the last 3 decades at the border and rescuing kids and all sorts of things like that. And just getting it more involved politically, it's going to be really cool to just see what God does in the season now that we're moving from a place from victory. We're not seeking after victory.
Well, one of the things that I felt as well, because I get an opportunity to go where pastors are not invited, right? So I get to go speak to sometimes public schools, and they know I'm a minister. I don't hide it. You know, so I don't just promote myself as a motivational speaker. Like, no, I'm an evangelist, but oh, by the way, I have a message of resilience for the troops. Mm-hmm. And I think that there have been some doors that have been closed because some commanders or some leaders were afraid of the blowback. But I believe that when they feel that they'll be supported rather than there'll be blowback or backlash because they bring me in, I think that when Trump sets in office, because the pro stance on faith, we'll see doors open. And I believe that those people, I believe that here in Open Door Church, we're going to see a greater partnership with the government because there's a lot of people that probably feel the same way and wanted to support Open Door in a greater way, or wanted to partner with Open Door in a greater way, but they're afraid of the backlash.
Wow.
And I think that those doors are going to go away and we're going to see windows open. The doors are going to shut and the windows are going to open.
Well, Revelations 3:7 says, "See, I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it."
Praise
the
Lord.
So I'm seeing that right now.
Let's go. We got a lot of people watching with us right now. So
make sure Pastor Troy is actually watching on Facebook too right now.
Hey, kids. Where are you, Alliance?
Don't shout out where he's at.
I don't know. Is that where he's at?
It's top secret.
Okay.
No, he's actually not even close to Alliance, but. What? Like, okay.
Anyways. Pastor Troy, let us know where you're watching from. Everybody else in the chat, we actually have some really good people here watching with us today. We have Susan Kerr from one of the K-States. We have Catherine, which is my wife's name, from Southern California. We have Christina from West Virginia. We have Heather from Tyler, Texas. We have Debbie Smith. Thanks for tuning in, Debbie, as always, from Alabama. We have a Canada in the house. We have Monica Flagstaff. That's not her last name. That's where she's at. Flagstaff, Arizona.
That's a good one.
We have Melissa from Lakewood. We have Ivy from Garland, Texas. I really need to use commas when I write this stuff down.
Yes.
Mary from Simi Valley, Cali, home of the Reagan Library. That was a really interesting little nugget she gave. We got Teresa, not mother, but Teresa and Faith from Pennsylvania. We have Sarah from St. Augustine, Florida. Hey, representing Florida in the house. We have Jocelyn from Houston, Texas. Carol Morris, my friend. Carol Morris from the UK. Appreciate you being here, Carol. Always love to see you in the chat. Lisa from Illinois. We have Tabitha from Missouri.
Wow.
We have Nancy from Northwest Indiana, and we also have so many people just tuning in on ODX.TV. If you want to be a part of the ODX.TV chat, it is so fun. People come in here 15 minutes, 20 minutes before the show, 30 minutes after the show, and hang out. You can go to ODX.TV and become a Stage 2 or Stage 3 partner, and we'd love to see you on there.
You know, every time you say Alabama, all I can think about is Forrest Gump. Where are you boys from? Greenbow, Alabama.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's what sticks in my head every single time.
That's classic.
Dude. Just want that to be known. Anyway,
he's like, I had a lot of value here. We got to reference movies on the show more.
Yeah, I love that. We do it all the time through our phones and then try not to laugh and be serious. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, make sure y'all are liking and sharing too. Get it out there on all the platforms. Really help us. You can be a media missionary and you can promote it for us so we don't have to do all the groundwork on promoting it. So we appreciate you doing that. And thank you for being here today.
Yeah.
And guys, don't forget to call our calling center. It is open 24/7. The number is 877-413-0888. And if you would like to send a donation via mail or anything, do it the good old snail mail way.
Troy Brewer Ministries.
I know, man.
P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097.
We were talking about Grandpa Bill earlier, and all his sayings are stuck in my head now.
Yeah. Pastor Troy's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so behind the veil today, guys, we're actually talking about a father's heart. But before we get there, we were talking about some funny stories previous to this about how God protected us just throughout all of our...
We got some good ones today.
All of our unique challenges growing up and how... Honestly, the reason I'm bringing this up is I actually want to tie this into how the culture's changing with our kids and with our actual church itself.
Look at you.
Let's go, Ben.
I'm so proud of you.
Why?
Pastor Ben,
you're
let's
flowing
go.
In the Don't spirit. Be weird.
Don't
make it weird,
guys. Okay.
Don't make it weird.
Anyway, we were talking about some funny stories, how God protected us. And I actually wanted to bring that up a little bit because I want to talk about there's a ton of stuff that God's doing right now and changing our complete and total culture, not only here in the church, but also in America, but across the world too. And a lot of the stuff we do across the world, so like be it in Mexico, like where we were just at last week, or be it in Colombia, which I'll be there in a few weeks, actually. I'll be in Colombia, Peru, I'll be in Brazil, I'll be in Mexico, I'll be in a few different places. But God's changing the world, and it's starting with the churches, like what y'all were saying earlier. I mean, the Amish came out and voted.
She sent like, us droves the picture.
God is doing crazy cool things throughout the church. And I'm just curious to see if there's anything that stuck out to you guys that God's doing right now and just the movement and the changing of the culture.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you look at the country right now, you can actually see that when it comes to the sporting events, which are huge broadcasted events. We had the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight got over 50 million viewers or 60 million viewers on Netflix. And it was cool when Jake Paul won, he was talking about the truth that's back in America. And he's like, freedom's here. It's time to speak truth. No more censorship. Yeah. And we're back, baby. You know? And, yeah. And then to see then the following night was the UFC event where mm-hmm. President Trump actually made an appearance and the crowd yeah. went insanely mm-hmm. loud and supportive. And he walked in with Elon Musk and a few other big names that are part of his cabinet. And then we see just John Jones end up winning the fight. And he shows love to not only President Trump, but also Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So we have a video for you guys to check that out. So if you guys haven't seen it, it's very powerful. So this is where he gives him the belt after he wins the fight, which okay. is a really big deal. And that's such that's a way to honor the president. Mm-hmm. And then he shakes his hand, shows honor again, bends down, has a conversation with him. And it really reminded us of this meme. Look at that, the little hand gesture that we've been seeing right there. You see that? Mm-hmm. How they're holding hands. That's symbolic with what we've been seeing for years of unity with this meme right here.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. and it just shows like that's where we're at as the culture right now. And it's so much as so, like, even when he was, we have a video of him speaking when he won as well. Let's show that one, Taylor, where he's,
talking about John Jones?
Yeah, John Jones.
Big thank you to President Donald Trump for being here tonight. Can I get a Hey, what do you guys think about my version of the Donald Trump? Check it out.
And let you do it.
USA, USA, let's go.
So that was, all right, that's good right there, Taylor. So that was beautiful. You know, that just shows where we're at in the culture. And it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Each different sport is speaking out their unity in this. And they're showing that, you know, their support is becoming more expressive on the outside. We even saw NFL players doing the YMCA dance in the end zone. And we have another video to show you guys for that one, because that one's just super cool, because it just shows it just how powerful of an effect this has had all over the country.
Sidereus Smith with a sack.
Well, check the flag here. It was thrown away.
Wow.
Oh, that's all us.
Hey, we're back. Okay. All right. And it just shows that where we're at in the country is just it's really cool, because for years people would have to like hide their MAGA hat or whatever. Mm-hmm. If in the locker room, they would get fined for speaking out. And then we have, you know, NFL players now being cool with the fine. Like, fine me. All right, that's fine. If you're gonna fine me, fine me. And now it's gotten so big that as long as you can't stop it now. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't even put that in force. So, John, what are your thoughts about that? Because I know that's something you represented this country at the highest level in the military. So what does that do for your soul and your spirit, knowing that like so many people in the culture are speaking out in support of unity and freedom?
Well, I think it's an awakening that's mm-hmm. happening, and it's maybe even a revival, and maybe not in a spiritual way, but in a community way. So what we're seeing right now is people standing up because, you know, I travel all over the world and I travel and speak, and I've driven all over the United States going to different locations to speak, and I would only see Trump flags. And I remember the only time I ever seen something opposed to Trump flag was in my own neighborhood here in Texas. And I knew in my heart that there's a red-blooded Americans out there. And mm-hmm. and we saw that. We saw that on election night. And so mm-hmm. what we're seeing now is just a demonstration of what people have been feeling. They were kind of hidden because they almost felt like they couldn't speak up. They couldn't love their nation anymore. And what you're seeing now is people are just happy and feeling free to be the United States of America again, and to truly, I mean, because previously it's like we're burning American flags. Yeah. Like, that's what they were showing. And it's like, you have to be okay with that. And everybody else is like, I'm not okay with that. So now you're actually seeing people who truly love their nation and want to follow a president that has not his own agenda, but has an agenda to give them back the American mm-hmm. dream and to reestablish what our founding fathers mm. had put in place. And so
that's big.
People are so excited. The military, I mean, you don't even know how big it is to be in the military and to have leadership that supports you. And you know, like we're the number one military in the world, but for a while you feel like you're a laughingstock. You don't take pride in that.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So what we, okay, that's a better way of saying it. I think what you're seeing is people are now stepping up and they're proud to be Americans.
Amen.
But for a period of time, we weren't proud to be Americans. Mm. You saw how we left Afghanistan. That was shameful.
That was
shameful. People were shamed to be, even in other countries. When I would travel outside the United States, I was like, if something happens to me, I don't think anyone's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm an American, there's no one going to mess around because they know there'll be a Scud missile on their back door. Yeah.
You won't get that smoke.
That's right. And so people, what you're seeing is people are once again proud to acknowledge that they're Americans.
I am.
Yeah.
I'll testify about that.
That's what, and so,
that's well said.
And it's not, it has nothing to do with MAGA. It's right. America.
Amen.
Right. It's period. That's so well said.
We are not endorsing a candidate. We're endorsing the kingdom.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what we're endorsing is the kingdom. The thing is, the kingdom is coming through Donald Trump. Mm. That's what we're seeing.
And the word, all throughout the word, all throughout scripture, I have like seven scriptures. It's about like-minded, having the same love, valuing others, valuing yourselves, having unity, having sympathy, brotherly love, humble mind. We have all these scriptures of what the word is, and we're seeing it in America of people coming together, and that is being kingdom-minded, so, and being in the kingdom business.
Pastor Jerry has been preaching a message on the blessing, right? And it came from Ron Carpenter. So when Pastor Troy went out to Dominion camp meeting, and he spoke
with Rod Parsley.
Ron Carpenter was speaking. Well, Pastor Jerry has been kind of sharing this message with the church. And he says this is what Ron Carpenter shared, that when Adam and Eve were in the garden, that the Lord blessed them. And that word blessing is found in three places in the Bible, in tithing, in unity, and in your words.
Wow.
And so what we're seeing is a blessed nation because we've come into unity.
Yep.
Right now, we're speaking as one voice, and you're seeing the blessing, and people are walking in the blessing right now.
Do you think he had to win the popular vote for that to be the case?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because I'll be honest with you. I don't think so. I think that people supported him all along, whether they voted or not.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm still convinced Biden voted for him. I've never seen that man so dang happy his entire life.
I mean, think about it. You would too, though.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Did you see the pictures of them peacefully giving up or whatever?
Yeah, bro. There was a lot of pictures they took that day.
You know why? Because Biden hasn't been his own man. He's been a puppet.
No, without a doubt.
And so he's just like, bro, I've been tired. I've been pushed.
Yeah.
Right?
I've literally never seen him smile so hard this entire time. And he was like ear to ear grinning, just so happy to be there.
That's so good.
He's like, I can't wait for you, Donald, to make America great again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then Jill came out in a red jumpsuit when she went to go vote. See, look how happy he is.
Look at him.
Look at that Botox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Botox or mask?
Oh, mask. Yeah, one or the other.
Touché.
Touché. Oh, my goodness.
No, but Ben, you kind of brought it up. Are you seeing anything as far as like on the family side of thing goes or at the church that you want to speak on?
Yes to both of those, but I think a big win for America and for the church is most of these transgender athletes are being banned from the sports that they're in because they're not the same sex. I saw that today. I saw that swimmer, that dude swimmer that beat
Leah Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that dude. Yeah, he got banned today. Banned.
And so people are not afraid to do that now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly right.
So they're willing to step up and lay their careers or their morals on the line and say, no, this is not right. And they're more willing to do that today because of where we're at.
And the reason I bring that up is because we're getting Christians back in school. We're actually getting counselors back in school that are actually Christian. We're actually getting chaplains. We have a chaplains alliance that is actually here in Texas that's actually getting back into schools. And that's a huge win for us.
So good.
There's a family from South Africa that comes here and is part of the chaplain alliance that goes into different schools all around America. And they're actually getting back into schools.
That's a huge win. And Oklahoma passing the getting Bibles back in school.
Yeah.
Wow. That actually went through a couple weeks ago.
So we're winning at the state level and we're winning at the top levels. We have to win in the city levels too, because the schools can still say no.
Yeah.
So we have to get Christian people back in our schools that are actually taking a stand. And they're being, boys are boys, girls are girls. And the Bible is going to be a part of this.
Mm. Yeah.
Dude, that's good. It. Yeah. Because it's such a bigger thing than just, the presidency and politics. Mm-hmm. It's more so just like speaking truth and standing firm in that and believing in the fact that, like, if you stand in this truth, you're going to be able to change minds and change rules and positions and all the stuff that got passed over just like wokeism. Essentially, you're trying to undo that to bring back to the way things should be and are going to make America great in a way that's even from the city level. So that's so good that you say that.
You know, one of the things that, you know, again, I talk about going into the military, we know that the military has a big suicide epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the things that's not published are the numbers of the active duty. I'm not talking about the 22 a day veterans. I'm talking about active duty.
I was
duty.
Like, I did my pushups.
Yeah, no. And so, but I believe that the doors are going to open in a greater way because those commanders and leaders are not going to feel that there's going to be a backlash, kind of like what Ben's talking about with the schools, that they're going to be willing to invite me or invite others who they know that they're Christian, but they're not, you know, like when I go to and I speak to the troops, I don't go there trying to be the evangelist. I'm not trying to do an altar call, but I have a message and my words are just anointed.
And you're kingdom, message. Not Christian.
That's right. You know? Mm-hmm. And so I believe that the doors are going to open in a greater way in the government and some of the places where the doors have been closed and people are not going to feel scared to invite you in because of backlash. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be in fear of backlash.
Well said. Wow. And the reason for that is because we're actually bringing Christianity into government. All Christians for years have been scared to do it. And look what happened. I mean, look at that.
We got overran by witches.
Exactly. To the point where even now that we're actually getting Christians back into schools and back into the government, the witches are now saying that they're upset because Donald Trump has a protection around him and they can't curse him.
That's right.
When they're openly coming out and saying that, what are the Christians doing? Why aren't we saying, no, you can go to hell. Just where you belong.
That's right.
We are going to protect our president and we're going to pray. Yeah.
Exactly. We saw that.
So good. And that kind of goes back to Brian Schwartz when he was on the show a couple weeks ago. He was talking about the fact that we need to be from victory now and we need to be in that heart posture and kind of keep that momentum going and just being bold and realizing like, yo, we won. We're in a place right now where we need to really establish the foundation and get America back to where the founders had in mind for it and giving power back to the people.
Yeah.
But it's on us as the people to actually do what the policies line us up to do.
Yeah.
And what you saw in this election was prayer that activated the people.
Amen.
So exactly. When we came together in prayer, that's what made everything happen. That's what moved the pendulum. Mm-hmm. That's what moved us and thrusted us forward. It wasn't just all of a sudden the people came together. It was prayer that catapulted the movement.
That's right. And and it feels like, people really did pray. Like, you know, there was much verbiage about encouraging the body of Christ to pray for this election, pray for the leaders, pray for that the election actually even happens.
There was a desperation.
Yeah, we were like, Lord, hear our cries. These eggs are $8, Lord, help us. You know?
But you know, the sad part is that it took for us to get to a point of desperation that we had to hit our knees and to pray, right? So just like people say, why do I only see miracles in Africa? Well, because you got a debit card. And you live the blessed life. Mm-hmm. That's right. You're not desperate enough. So guess what happened? Had to get desperate.
That's right. It's like that verse in Second Chronicles. It talks about like if my people would just bend their knee and repent, ask for me, I will bless their nation, right? And I'll heal their nation. It's kind of like that. Kind of came to pass for us in a way.
I love what we did one in a million women. That's what we did. We came together. No matter what denomination you were, not what church you were, what your title was.
Too.
No, we went to D.C.
That's right.
And you could feel unified. Shift.
The mama bears.
The mama bears. There was children there. There was men there, too, not just women. We saw all types, all nation, every nation, every tongue will bow down. But we saw literally every language, Pastor John Arroyo.
Yeah.
When the natives came with their feather coat, like they came in their tongue. Every tongue will confess that he is a King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And we bow down, we surrendered, we put who we are aside and we came in unity. We saw a shift.
And that's what you saw, Rebecca. Mm. That's what you saw at the voting. So that's what you end up, you saw the reality, the evidence of what you saw at DC showed up on election night.
Amen.
But going back to your Second Chronicles 7:14, right? If my people will pray, repent, and turn from their ways. It's my people, not the lost.
My people. Let's go.
So God is not depending on the lost to transform this nation. He's depending on us
That's good.
To partner with him to transform this nation.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
I feel the spirit right now.
And that's what we're doing. That's how we're raising a voice. I love what we do here with TBM, Spark, Open Door Church here in Burleson, Texas. We are not just raising, we're not just rescuing, but we're being a voice to those that don't have a voice. If you are watching, if you just joined us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you can be the voice that the Lord wants you to be. You can partner with us. You can join us. You can watch us online. That is you partnering with us. I love what Zach said, sharing, comment. It's not just because we want the likes or the comments. No, when you do that, when you share, when you repost, that is a missionary. We have the honor and it is a blessing to be able to go with Open Door. But if you are sitting, you're like, well, Rebecca, how can I be a partner? How can I make a difference by sharing this? Or you could partner with us. You could call us at 877-413-0888. You can mail us at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. I love what Pastor Troy says. Let's be the rescuer to the rescuer. Let's be the voice to the voiceless. Let's be a hand to those that don't have a hand. And that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We go out there. We go into the world, not only the world, but into our city. We actually do help people here with Spark. We are helping 450 local children, and we're giving them a Christmas. So thank you. Thank you to all our partners. Thank you for those that take a stand with us. Thank you for those that are praying for us. You can do that by going to odx.tv and you can partner with us. Ben, can you share with us how you could be a stage three, and be a world changer?
So if you want to continue on with our message that we're actually going on today, because we're about to dive into the secret place and the Father's heart and all that. And Pastor Troy actually has a message for us that we'll jump on to here in just a second. But if you go to odx.tv, you'll look and you'll see that there's stage two and there's stage three. For stage two and stage three, you can actually continue watching the Pulse with us, and you'll get all sorts of free stuff on there for stage two and three. But for stage three, if you join us, you can actually watch all of our conferences live and all of our past conferences too. Guys, this is a good way for you to, number one, see us when we're not censored.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because even though it's getting better, it's still rough. Mm-hmm. And there's, at any point in time, we could easily be kicked off YouTube or Facebook or anything like that. It's just a matter of time before they get tired of us. So we actually created odx.tv to be the one-stop shop for all of the news on Open Door, on all the news for Pastor Troy Brewer, all the news for all these crazy guys sitting around the table. And you actually can check out all of our videos. You can check out our live services on Sundays and Wednesdays. You can also, like I said, you continue with us behind the veil on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and you get to see a ton of free exclusive content too. So you want to make sure and join us on that. You can go to odx.tv and sign up there. Or you can call 877-413-0888. But it is time for us to make the transition over to Behind the Veil. And real quick, before we do that, Pastor Troy has a short video that he wants to show us. And he's talking about the secret place.
My creek bed. And I thought I would come talk to the Lord. And I want to talk to you about how important it is, man, to have special places where you seek the Lord. And that you know the kind of things that you want to share with him and the things that you want to talk with him about. A lot of times it's just me just being honest and just going, Lord, it's just me. I really don't have anything out of the ordinary. For me, it's always the usual things. Like, what are the usual things? Huh? I'm praying for my partners, praying for all the people that support our ministry, praying for everybody at Open Door Church, obviously my family, making declarations over my family, my marriage, my house, asking God to bless the works of my hands, those kinds of things. But then also too, of course, praying for all of our rescue teams all over the world and all of our recently rescued girls and boys, and praying for those guys.
It's like a little teaser.
All right, y'all, if you want to see some more of that video or maybe even just hear what we're going to be talking about, I love this part because this video really inspired me to just think about my secret place and just being more intentional about that. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to ask Pastor John where his secret place is and what the Lord has been revealing to him in this season. So if you'd like to see that, please come with us behind the veil. It only costs $12 for stage two and $47 for stage three. We'd love to see you there. And we're very excited about it. We're cheaper than Netflix for stage two. So that's something that you can brag to your friends about, and you'll be partnering with a great ministry. So we're excited to see you there at odx.tv. And we appreciate you being here. Leave a comment where you're watching from, and we'll see you on the next one.